USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, to the White House on Thursday. The president talking about his coronavirus task force and their response.
I think our whole group has been spectacular.
The president also comments on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
General Flynn is a fine man, 35 years or so in the military. You don't get to be where he is by being bad.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy. Kudlow says May will be a bit of a transition month. Kudlow also cited lots of pent-up demand and said the country can produce and spend its way out of this pandemic. Some governors have opted to extend stay-at-home orders, while others have announced phased-in reopening plans to return it to some sense of normalcy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And, of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
3.8 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number out of work to 30 million. The biggest state increases, according to the Department of Labor, include Florida, Connecticut, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Texas. A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four-legged friends are being tasked into service when it comes to the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. Other canines in the past had been trained to detect malaria and cancer.
A coffee shop owner who employs people with disabilities says a small business loan means a lot to her.
80% of people with disabilities in our country are unemployed. And so for a lot of our employees, for most of them, working here at Biddy & Bo's Coffee was their first job ever, their first paycheck.
Amy Wright, owner of Biddy & Bo's Coffee, tells Fox News she was able to rehire her employees through the Paycheck Protection Program, and they're now working from home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.